just a happy end. Always wanted to be condemned, but the truth is appealing, very much appealing. I prefer to a silent spring, I prefer to a standing neck. Don't say that you can sing, it's not what you have, only what you can bring. To the table number five, to a soldier that don't describe. If you're lucky, he's still alive. If you're not, then it's over, yes, it's all over. Demonstrate and your cover is blown. Stay in with the things you want. Do you feel like dying alone in your very own house made of sticks and stones? When they are
good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music that's brought to you by myself, Nigel, and hopefully it'll be interesting stuff. I will hopefully also tell you about news and gigs and club nights and all that kind of stuff a bit later in the show, somewhere in the middle, I think. That's the usual format. And tonight I open there with Stromkern. Now, I'm usually not one to miss a release by Stromkern, but this track seems to have snuck out on the Dependence 2011 compilation, and according to the online web stars, that got released in February, which I'm not completely convinced it did. I believe it came out a bit later than that, but I can't imagine this track's been lying around, hidden on this compilation. A new track from Stromkern just waiting for me to discover, and I only just picked it up a few weeks ago. So, really excited about playing that. I have no idea if Stromkern are working on any more new material or if that was a one-off. Fingers crossed they are, because I generally love their stuff. But you never know. There's been no communication from the Stromkern camp on that. I think I'm going to play some tunes now, but after that I'll run down some feedback I've got from the Deviate Festival I attended last weekend. The Deviate Festival I've been generally ranting about loads that was held in York last weekend, and the previous one was run beautifully, and this one very much the same. A couple of minor rants I've got, but I will let you know those in a little bit. I will continue now with one of the bands that did play there, one that I saw about a month ago now at Sheffield Corporation. This is Surgeon, they're from Glasgow, and they're just stunning. Now, they've actually got signed to Death Watch Asia and released an EP, which is available by download from there, and this is one of the tracks off it. This is Hit the Nerve, then it's the Inject the Nerve remix by Modulate.
her head, her mouth, her breath, her speech, her heart, her liver, her stomach. It's of the inferno. Let her see her suffer deeply, and I will rejoice.
Yeah.
You heard there Modulate with Raising Lucifer from his previous album, Detonation. Now, I don't know if you're following Modulate at all, but he's just about to release a new album. I'm not exactly sure when the new album's released. However, there is a tour for it. So Modulate is doing a UK tour. When I say tour, 4 dates, and one of them is tonight. So if you're in London tonight, then you're not listening to this because you're seeing Modulate. However, you might be listening to this on a on the live stream or something like that, so I don't know. But the important thing is tomorrow he's playing Birmingham at Eddie's, and on Saturday he's playing Manchester Academy, so hometown gig for him, and on Sunday he's playing the Classic Grand in Glasgow. So nice little mini gig. I don't know if I'm going to get to any of those, but it's the Robots tour. It's promoting his new album, so hopefully the new album very soon. I'm really looking forward to that. The tracks we've heard off it are just stonking. Slightly different direction to what we've got already on the Detonation album, but I love it when a musician evolves and just creates good tracks. Whew. Before that, we played Shiver, I'm not quite sure how you meant to pronounce that, with Open My Vein, the Detroit Diesel remix, and that's from the Advanced Electronics Volume 8, and Shiver are playing Infest. So, yes, this is about the time now. I'm going to stop talking about Deviate. I'm going to start ranting on about Infest, because that's literally about a month away now. So, all very excited about that. And before that, we played Surgeon, a brilliant up-and-coming Glasgow band with Hit the Nerve, the Modulate remix, or the Inject the Nerve remix by Modulate from the Hit the Nerve EP, which is available from the Death Watch Asia website. Now, if you go there and try and buy it, it wants you to pay for it in Japanese yen, but it actually works out being about £2. I think I bought that recently, and it came out, depending on the exchange rate of pounds to yen and things like that, but it came out at £2 and a penny, so it's very reasonable for a digital download. You get 4 tracks, 3 remixes of that, and another track that I can't remember the name of and don't have the listing in front of me. So, yes, check out Surgeon. They're a lot of fun, and they're going to be big. I look forward to seeing them again, although I don't know next time when I'm going to be able to see them. Now, in the opening, I did promise you a bit of a minor update about Deviate Fest, and I've got to say, I take my hat off to Chris Sherrington. He did a storming festival again. On top of running 3 venues like he did last year, he added another venue. He ran the Barbican with Luxury Stranger supporting Gary Newman, of all people. Now, I unfortunately, due to timing and running between venues, I missed Luxury Stranger, but I got there in time for Gary Newman, and it was just stunning the way that Chris managed to put on multiple bands, multiple venues, more than he did last year, and it still go pretty much without a hitch. One or two venues ran a little late on one or two days. Nothing that was completely out of the norm for a festival, nothing that was completely unexpected, nothing that you couldn't really work around. You just wandered to the venue, oh, my band aren't on yet, and you wander back, or you hang around and catch the previous band. The only annoyance I've got is tied to the fact that Comor Commando, at the very last minute, I think a few hours before, the very same day he was maybe playing, said he'd missed his plane and couldn't make it. I only heard via rumour that he missed his plane, but that's what I've been told, that he missed his flight and he couldn't make it to the Deviate Fest. Now, that in itself, these things happen. That's a bit annoying. That's kind of quite annoying. A lot of people there for Comor Commando, but still, you know, people fall ill and bands split up and things. There are very many reasons why bands can't get to various gigs. But you just, you know, it's a shame he couldn't get on that flight. I don't know whether it was his fault, maybe he slept in, or whether, you know, flight delayed, full, overbooked or something like that. I don't know whether it was out of his hands in that respect. But yes, he didn't make the flight. What is slightly annoying is the following day, on the Sunday afternoon, the day after he was meant to play, he put on his Facebook the following: Comor Commando tried everything possible to make Deviate show happen. Trust me, everything. Thing. But unfortunately, apparently, the schedule of the schedule and the bands involved are not able to be flexible enough for the fans of the music to make this happen. The fans wanting to see KK at Deviate, it's out of my hands. So essentially, what he's put there is that he thought people should move around him, bands should be rescheduled, delayed, have sets cut short, or something like that, just so he could play and come the following day. Which I just think is a bit big-headed, in my opinion. I love the stuff Sebastian Comor does. I love his music. I love the production stuff he does with artists like Aria. But that, just that kind of I don't know if he did that or if he's got some marketing guy who did that, but it just came over as just incredibly self-centred and big-headed. I really wish he wouldn't have done that. It's just kind of made me feel he was just too full of himself. So hopefully, I don't know. Like I say, I don't know all the details. All I know is from a standard point of view, I heard he couldn't make it because he missed a flight. And then you see on Facebook that he's just being a bit full of himself, expecting everyone to change their schedule to work around him, which just seems terrible to me. So hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully this is a one-off and we will get to see Komar Komando in the UK at some point. Not sure when, though, because he's not on the list for Infest, so I don't know when he'll likely to be over again. Now, he has played London recently, so maybe we'll have to just travel to London to see him. It's a shame he didn't come up north. Right, that's enough of that. I'm going to continue with some bands. Ooh, how about some Code 64? Now, this is a band that I've heard for quite a while but never really got into, but this is a stunning track that I've heard in clubs. It's not off the most recent album, it's off the one before that, Departure, and it's a stunning track, and I just love it to bits. However, they're playing Infest, so I might be able to get to see it live. Let's see what it sounds like.
You seem to be much closer now. We'll be right back.
choices. I have never sought the sky. I have always sought I am living just to stay alive.
just like the day I found out reasons I was.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and you heard there three bands which are all playing Infest, I believe. Yes, that's right. You had Julian Kay there with Dreamland from the Dreamland CD single. Now, I don't know much about Julian Kay, so I went online to find out what releases he'd done, and I found that single from apparently September last year, so that's like a year old. And there's some stuff on MySpace that sounds a little bit different, but kind of along the same lines, just a bit kind of more rockier electronica stuff. So great stuff there. Looking forward to hearing Julian Kay at Infest. That should be awesome. Also, Mind in a Box before that with Crossroads from their third album, Crossroads, from a year or two ago now. And stunning band. I'm so excited about seeing these guys live. I've heard they rework a lot of their tracks so they actually fit in a live environment, because the three Mind in a Box albums are very much a studio album, all three of them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they rework them and how it comes over live. I'm kind of really stoked about seeing them live, so I'm really excited about that. And also Code 64 before that with Sea of Stars from Departure. a couple of albums ago, but still one of their iconic tracks from Code 64, of which I love that sound to bits. I haven't actually heard their most recent album. I need to dig that out. I might just wait 4 weeks and see them at Infest and see if it turns out to be one of those purchases you make at Infest when you wander past the music non-stop stall, as you do at Infest when the bands are coming off. You kind of wander off and go, they were great, I'll just buy their albums. So great stuff from them as well. Now, I think it's time to run down gigs and clubs and a bit of news, if there is any. Now, let's see what news there may be. There doesn't seem to be much in the way of news. I've mentioned Modulate Touring, I've mentioned the Surgeon EP, and I've mentioned Julian Kate. So, yes, let's get on with the gigs and club nights and things like that. Now, this coming Saturday the 30th of July, there is Sin City over at the Retro Bar in Manchester. That's a bit of a trek away, but there are trains regularly throughout the night, so it's quite doable. Also, on that Saturday is the Modulate gig at the Manchester Academy 3. So Sin City is actually acting as the official after-show party for Modulate gig. So if you go to the Modulate gig and then go to Sin City afterwards, you get in a pound cheaper. I believe it's £4 or £3 with the Modulate ticket stub. And the with it being the official Modulate after-show party, you're going to get a DJ set from Jeff, who is Modulate. Those details I found from the Facebook event for Sin City in Manchester, so just search for Sin City in Manchester on Facebook to find out more details. The following week, on Friday the 5th of August, we have Angel Spit playing the Corporation over in Sheffield. They're supported by Cease to Exist and Dirty K, and the tickets for that are £10 in advance, and more information can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, on Saturday the 6th of August, we have Redshift 2, which is an industrial EBM electro night standing in for Flock at the library in Leeds. Now, normally on the first Saturday of every month, it's Flock, but no, it's a one-off, the second of a one-off industrial EBM electro night at the library. So, kind of Flock, but more electronic and more industrial, and with loads of guest DJs. Now, I've got the list of DJs here. I'll run down them. There's HGV, Howard Gothvodka from Carpe Noctum and Flock. There's myself. There's Phono Paul from Flock. There's Richard from Dead Stars and Manchester Underworld. There's Stuart, who's done some Black Sheep DJing. There's Uberman from Uberbite and Urban Cannibal, who's DJed at Nightmare. I am quite honoured to be in that list of DJs, actually. There's some absolutely top-notch DJing going on around these parts, and that's pretty much a all-star list for this particular scene. The night runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 before midnight, and the rest of the details are on a Facebook event. So again, search Facebook for Redshift or Redshift 2. What else have we got? Oh, the following Saturday, we've got Darklands at Stereo in York, running from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £4 on the door for that, and more information can be found at darklands.org.uk. Now, I decided to cut the events listing fairly short at that point, because A, I know I'd have been ranting on quite a bit, and B, in a couple of weeks' time, I'll give you a rundown from everything from that point on. It'll be combining things like the Wendy House and, of course, Infest. Now, I haven't got any details for Infest for you tonight, because if you're going, you've probably already booked your ticket and accommodation and all that kind of stuff. If you're not, then I might be able to tempt you at the last minute. I think there's still tickets available, but I'll run all those details down in the next show. Right, now time to continue with some tunes. Now, this is a band that I saw last weekend at the Deviate Festival. They were one of the headliners, and they were a lot of fun. They just came on and did a storming set. They had some great visuals, and just a very polished band live. This is Mesh with Only Better. Strong.
tried making sense. I got no defense. I lost all pretense for you.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I hope you enjoyed the show. You heard there Grendel with Harsh Generation. Before that, we had Terra Locos with Just One Fix. And before that, Mesh with Only Better, three storming tunes. I'm going to be back in a fortnight's time, more of the same, but more wittering about Infest then. So I'll be very excited about that. It won't be very far away at that point. I will see you then, and I will leave you tonight with some Ruttersand. Cheerio.
What we said, what we missed, and what